This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I'm going to that lake.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
At the club, Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Bitch! Freaking punch it, bitch!
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
That whiny bitch.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
He's a grade A bitch.
Grade A prime. I've never seen so much dong in my life. This is bitches behind me. Your balls jiggling?
This son of a bitch.
That's your
boot. It happens.
I'm gonna show you my boot.
It's such a
black dong. All right, nice to have you on. We'll talk about something terrible in our next segment. Or is it?
It's terrible. And people aren't doing it.
Did you check with your sources?
Oh, I got to text them.
So you just want to believe that people aren't doing it. I think they are. It's a thing.
I'm texting the experts. What's it called again?
Well, I can't tell you that. Because now I'm going to spoil it for the listeners.
All right, then I'll get to the bottom of this and report back tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. We're doing the segment next.
Oh, I forgot the name.
It's called Vabbing. Don't look it up.
I'm going to ask.
We're going to talk about that. But first, now it's just getting silly. Although, having read up on this, I get it, but I also don't. And I'm still, I don't know. It just bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the whole thing of when planes turn around and go back to their original destination. When an emergency occurs or something happens. I get protocols, understand it. But I do think there needs to be a little bit more common sense. Perhaps you could just fly to the destination because you have to fly back anyway. So maybe fly to the destination and not inconvenience the 300 other people on the flight or
no
whatever.
Kidding.
It depends on what's going on, but it just, come on, it drives me crazy. It's so stupid. So anyway, I often bring these up on the show. You know, plane turned around for this, plane turned around for that. Clogged toilet, plane turned around. Well, why, you know, let's just suck it up and get to the destination. We'll poop later, you know, type of thing. Well, this one takes the cake.
It's and pretty funny.
This is an Air France flight from Paris going to Guadeloupe, and it was forced to make a U-turn. They were about an hour into the flight, and someone said they lost their phone.
Oh, this is not the one I thought you were talking.
What did you have?
There was a flight where it was an international flight. The pilot forgot his passport.
No way.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find it. You tell me this one.
He forgot his passport, and they had to...
They had to stop.
You do kind of have to... Well, do you?
Right.
Okay, I want to hear that. Okay, but so this one, the woman, okay, so let me go back. 1 hour into a 9-hour flight, a passenger reports losing their phone in the seat, which is stupid to me because it's like, well, look in the seat.
Right.
It's not hiding from you, idiot. But they said despite extensive search efforts, the crew could not find the phone.
But that doesn't mean you lost your phone. If you lost your phone is gone. Bye-bye.
Yes, but phones are a fire hazard because they have those lithium batteries in there. And that's what it is. So they had to turn this plane around. They had 375 passengers and 12 crew members. They had to go back to Paris. They landed at 3:25, just 2 hours and 16 minutes after they took off. Upon arrival, maintenance teams were dispatched to find the missing smartphone, eventually recovering it. Dude, I'm sorry.
They had to put emergency teams?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You telling me that somebody on that plane couldn't have found that damn phone while they were in the air?
They were fine. You had to call an emergency team to get in? It's a stupid cell phone.
Well, check this out, though.
How many times does the cell phone even light on fire?
Well, here's the thing. This says a missing phone might sound innocuous, but phones contain lithium-ion batteries, which can pose a fire hazard if overheated or confined. If a phone gets lost somewhere, whether it's a seat or some other contraption, and then becomes damaged, it could cause a fire. They have gone as far as to... there was an Emirates flight. Somebody reported that somebody lost their phone in business class, and the crew ripped the seat apart, and in about 5 seconds, they had a big tub of water on hand just in case it caught fire. That's how worried they are about these phones catching fire. So that's why they turn around. But listen, and I get that. Okay, fine. But my problem with this is, dude, the woman knew she had her phone. She knew it was right there somewhere. Where the hell do you think you can't find the phone? Where does the phone go?
How could it have gone that far down?
There are 375 people on the plane. Somebody's going to find the phone. Just look for the damn phone. Unbelievable. Now I'm pissed off.
It's dumb. Well, also, if you're really worried about it, like catching fire, make her sit on it.
I know.
Well, it's her fault. She should pay the price.
Well, I cannot wrap my head around the fact that a woman... Okay, let's just walk through this. So you're an hour into the flight. The woman's like, oh, man, I can't find my phone. She dings the flight attendant, you know, the little flight call button.
Yes.
And the flight attendant, can I help you? And she says, I can't find my phone. And they're like, and of course, the flight people are like, well, first of all, let's just talk about if I lost my phone on a plane, I'm not telling anybody.
No.
Until we've landed. And then I'm like, can't find my phone. Because I'm just going to take the risk that it's not going to catch on fire.
Well, it's like this.
I want to get to the destination.
Also, Gen Z is doing this on purpose on flights now. It's called raw dogging.
Yeah, I know. But you know where your phone is.
Right. Well, but what I'm saying is you can't raw dog a flight?
Well, yes. That's not the point. My point is, how on earth? So she calls the lady over or whomever.
Yeah.
And they come over and they're like, oh, I lost my phone. Well, where did you last see it? Well, it's right around here somewhere. And they can't find it?
That's insane. It's insane. It's insane.
It's obscene.
It's obscene.
That's your boy.
That is my boy.
I mean, honestly, where could it be?
It's my boy, Blue.
So, anyway, one flight attendant recounted, just to underscore how frequent this is, I recently had a passenger lose her phone in the seat 3 times in 1 hour. Needless to say, she was told to put her phone inside her suitcase until landing. Again, how do you lose your phone? I don't know. There's got to be something I'm missing here about losing your phone while you're sitting in an airport.
So according to the text line, if it did catch on fire, the battery could burn through the floor of the plane.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
Yes. Again, that's not my concern. I get why they're concerned about lost phones.
Oh, see,
I don't understand how you lose a phone on a plane when you're sitting right there with it.
No kidding.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like almost more if she would have known where it was, she just couldn't get to it. And so then she says it's lost.
Well, here's the point. I think the bigger point.
She's an idiot.
Sweet Willie, let's never tell anyone on a plane that we've lost our phone.
I would never.
Because you know it's there somewhere.
Yep.
So you just wait, and we'll look for it when we land.
100%.
You know?
I would lose my mind if we had to turn around. There are few things where you and I are in complete lockstep on. If you're leading the charge, long. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, you're with me on this.
Yes, this is where the youngs and the olds, we unite.
We join forces.
Yes, we're united.
You'll be my deputy.
I'd love to.
I run on this platform. Planes don't need to be turning around.
No, it's ridiculous.
Get everybody to where they need to be and then deal with the problem.
I've got mine. Would you like mine?
Yeah,
after
I want to hear this.
To the next segment? Or you
okay,
want it right
no,
now?
No, we should do next segment.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Vabby. You're not getting out
also,
of Vabby.
I'm
asking.
I
wanted to do this while you're here because you're one of the youngs. Because they say that this is a young person thing.
I'm asking the experts, and the experts are confused.
All right. Well, your experts are. Not all of them.
My experts are clean.
All right. The club continues next on The Fan.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
So we are once again discussing planes turning around due to protocols.
Yes.
Rather than returning or heading to their destination. We don't like it.
Anti.
Yeah, we're lockstep on this. Somebody else brought up a good point, which I think you said too, but what is the difference between having a lost phone and just putting your phone in your suitcase, like in the overhead bin in your bag? Like, right. What's the difference?
That could cause an issue, you would think. If it's so dangerous that someone losing their phone means you have to stop and call the rescue team.
Right. It's like, yeah. So are they saying that you're not supposed to put your phone away? Is that what they're saying to us?
But I thought you had to have it stowed at certain points.
I don't think you have to have it stowed. You have to have it in airplane mode.
That's true.
Which I also think is kind of
So then if it's in airplane mode, doesn't that mean it's fine?
What do you mean?
Like if it gets lost?
No.
No? Then what's the point of airplane mode?
Well, I think that has to do with the electrical signals of the...
Planes are dumb.
Of the
No, airplane. I'm out on planes. I disagree with them.
Okay, so what's yours? You had another story.
I do. This comes to you from USA Today. A United Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Shanghai was forced to turn around midair Saturday after a pilot realized he forgot his passport, delaying passengers by several hours. The flight was carrying 257 passengers and 13 crew members. It departed LA at 1:47 p.m. local time. 2 hours into the journey, it had to divert to San Francisco International Airport, where it landed at 5.
Wait, where were they going?
They were going to Shanghai, China.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And it had to land because the pilot did not have his passport on board.
Okay.
The airline had to get an entirely new crew to take the passengers to their destination
China.
That evening.
Really? Whole crew?
Yep. They were given meal vouchers and air quotes around compensation. They left San Francisco at 8:30 and landed in Shanghai 6 hours behind schedule.
Now, is that like a federal law thing? Or, in other words, the pilot has to have his passport, or...
He must have to. But, I mean, and that makes sense. Like, he's going into the country, too.
Yeah, but I feel like that's on him. Like, that's not our fault.
Agreed.
When you land... Listen, here's what you need to do. You need to send a bat signal to your family to send that damn passport over to the airport.
Well, I wonder if he's like, I don't want to end up in like a Chinese prison or something until it does get there. But there comes a certain point where you wouldn't drive without your license. You're a pilot. It's your job to have your passport. I have to miss 6 hours.
Yeah.
I have to be late 6 hours.
That's a pretty big mistake.
That's on you, man.
In other words, you're saying unless there's some sort of federal law, which I'm sure there is, that won't allow them to go to another country without a passport because he's a...
Right.
I don't know. Taking that out of it, just on the surface, we're lockstep again. Dude, that's on you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever you deal with the Chinese when you get there, we're getting there.
Right.
It's your fault.
And if we have to land like this, my flight is completely free. Everything is taken care of. I'm getting more than a meal voucher. I'm getting I'm getting it all. I'm getting a buffet voucher. I should be taken care of. I get a first-class flight back. Like, that's Bush League, dude. That's your job.
Well, look, it happens. I mean, I don't want to be too hard on the guy. He forgot his passport. We've done it. But when you're a pilot, I guess I've never really thought about that when you're the head cheese of you're the captain of the plane. Like,
apparently you need to have the passport, which to me makes sense, but also... Like, do you really think if you land in Shanghai and they're like, hey, because you have to go through customs, clearly.
Yeah, of course.
Can't you just be like, yo, dude, I'm the pilot?
I don't think it works that way, Will.
He's got the costume. You think people have the costume?
No, I'm good. I've got the costume. Yeah, I'm not Leonardo DiCaprio. Just let me in.
I am the pilot. Let me in.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way, bud.
It's fine. It doesn't have to work that way. I think it's ridiculous that he had to land and would have to be late 6 hours.
I know. I'm looking
for
up
your issue.
This story to try to find if there's any of these stories.
It's on USA Today.
Well, I know, but I want to know if, do any of them say if that's, like, if this happens again, and let's say they're going to, they're not going to China, they're going to England.
Right.
Is it?
Well, like, so I remember my grandma had Alzheimer's and she was going up to Canada. And so she forgot her passport. And Canada let her in, but America wouldn't let her back in. And so we had to mail the passport to her in Canada. But Canada was like, you're fine. So if they're flying to Canada, maybe the pilot's fine. Doesn't need it. Also,
maybe.
You need a specific pilot's license. Why would you need a passport?
Well, they don't care that you're a pilot in Shanghai. You need to show a passport. What are you saying? Like, you should just be able to show your passport license.
They don't just give people
pilot's
license.
I'm a pilot. I'm good.
I don't have a pilot's license. There should be more that goes into a pilot's license than what goes into a driver's license.
So wait. So you're saying there's a driver's license, a passport, and then a pilot license.
Get an enhanced pilot's license. Come on, man.
And you can get anywhere in the world.
No, not anywhere, but certain countries. I got an enhanced driver's license. I can get into
Canada. I think what you're getting at is something I could get behind, and that is, hey, he's a pilot. He's good.
Yeah.
Just...
He's fine.
Upstanding guy. Knows how to fly a plane. Let him in. They're different people, pilots. You just you treat them differently.
They or, like, make him go through other, like, maybe he's got to jump through some more hoops. But, like, I remember I had a college teammate that brought his school ID because he thought that was good enough to get him across. And they let him fly.
Wow.
Yeah, he really showed up with his Central Washington student ID.
Wow.
And he was like, I'm good. And they're like, you're not good.
That's not so much.
They're like, do you have your driver?
UW, maybe.
He's like, no.
God,
he did that three times.
Of course he did.
He got away with it every time.
Well, you know, the other thing too about that flight is that screws all the people in Shanghai waiting to
come back,
get on that plane. Yeah.
Well, and then again, you had to get a whole new crew. So there's a crew that thinks they're going to Shanghai, and now they're not. And there's another crew that probably wasn't supposed to go for another day or so.
Well, I'm having a hard time finding the answer to the question of what happens. So it must just be in the, you know, the airline Bible.
Apparently pilots have to follow the same laws that we do. Pilots aren't above the law.
That much we knew, but I guess I've never really thought about it if the pilot forgot his pass. I would have just, if you gave me a trivia question before the show and said, hey, Rob, what happens when a pilot forgets his passport when they're going to a foreign country? I would say, I don't know. It's on him and his family to figure that out. And I would go to my grave saying, of course that's what, I mean, there's no law that says that. Maybe I'm wrong.
I found the compensation they received. Are you ready for this?
No. Yeah. Yes. No. Yes.
It's according to CNN Travel.
Okay, lay it on me.
You ready? Two meal vouchers for
$15.
$30. Used for a meal at the Japanese restaurant in the airport.
Wow.
She's expecting to get compensation for a file that she claimed in 14 business days.
Is he going to get fired?
You got to at least get a stern talking to.
I mean, it's honest mistake, really.
Yeah, right now, I'm reading through, and basically someone is calling him an embarrassment.
I read that, too.
Saying he lacks discipline.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those giant no-nos for pilots. Smoke, drink, party all you want. Don't forget your passport. You embarrassment.
Apparently not. You know what? I can tell you this right now. I've never forgotten mine. Did have to take my picture twice.
But here's the other thing. Pilots, so he flies that plane all the way over there. What if he's not staying in China? Why does he need his passport?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand that one at all.
What if he doesn't? He never gets off the plane.
Well, see, and that was kind of my point. If he doesn't get off the plane, does he need a passport?
Yeah, I mean, I was operating under the idea that, you know, that he was staying there. Now I'm really confused.
I don't know. Yeah, because if he's just touched down and then fly somewhere else, well, maybe he has to stay somewhere. Also, as a pilot, I bet you there are, like, work rules. Like, when you fly that long, you have to have X amount of time off. Like, hey, you had.
I mean, I know they do have that, but I don't know.
So maybe he hits that, and that's what. But again, couldn't you just be like, look, I'm the pilot.
I'm going to my pilot buddies.
I'm the pilot. You have pilot friends?
Yeah. Two of them.
I have pilot friends, but I don't think Swag can answer this.
I'm okay with it.
You like that one?
I'm okay with it.
I was proud of that one.
All right, let's talk about... So I'm going to hit up my sources.
I hit up my sources for this story, too.
The next story, which is about vabbing.
I hit up the experts.
Okay, we'll see what they say. Is this a real thing? Next, here's Will.
Maybe with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt, I'm going to drive big truck on the road. I'm going to kick some ass, I'm going to rise, I'm going to kick little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
All right, now to an uncomfortable topic of vabbing. Now, I'm just going
to... have to do this.
You know, that is true. But...
Well, you didn't know this was your choice.
You're right. I'll own it.
Okay.
But I do want to talk about it. Well, I particularly wanted to talk about it with you because you're one of the youngs, and apparently this is a young TikTok thing with kids. Well, not the kids' kids, but, you know, young women.
Yep. My generation.
Vabbing.
I don't think it's real.
What?
I don't think it's real.
So vabbing, and I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off here. Vabbing is when a woman... So it's the combination of the words
vagina
and dabbing. And so it's called vabbing. And it's when, and this is not a new thing, by the way. This has been out there, but I think it's kind of gone viral recently, which is why it's popping up now. But it's when a woman, takes her secretions down there and dabs them on her neck as a sort of pheromone perfume.
Gross.
That's what it is. Now, Will does not think this is real.
And I've reached out to the experts, the Gen Z women.
And they, what are they saying?
I have reached out to all of my sources.
Let me guess. They went, ew.
They went,
ew.
What is that?
What is that? Ew.
First, it was, what is that?
Yeah.
Then it was, well, you asked, so I'm going to Google it, even though you told me not to.
Okay.
And then, that's foul. I would never do that.
Okay, well, I think it's a thing. I don't know how, I mean, I'm sure it's not.
I did have one say.
A major thing. Uh-oh.
I had one say.
Here we go.
You ready?
I am ready.
I had one of my experts say, that seems like something those blue-haired armpit, hairy armpit women that voted for Biden would do.
God, it's aggressive.
You know, she lives in Idaho.
Well, it does seem like a very hippie thing, I will say.
It seems like a hippie thing. It seems like a hippie thing.
But I mean, there's no science behind it, I would imagine, but... It's not... The pheromone thing is real. Like,
is it?
Yeah, I think so. Like, to attract a mate? Men have it.
What's the men's habit? Like, let's get BO and pee on our hands?
Yes, dude.
Dudes aren't doing that.
Well, I don't know about peeing on my hand. I don't know where that came from. But yes, that is a real thing that men think that their natural... Some men think that their natural smell is what attracts women.
Yeah, and Liver King's a moron.
So they don't need... Yeah, so they smell natural. They want to. Like, that's...
There are people that smell natural. But again, there is a difference between smelling natural, which, by the way, if you smell natural, you smell gross. And being like, I'm going to take my body odor and rub it on my face and my neck. That's gross.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. I just...
I have, like...
I think it's a thing. I don't know it's widespread. It's probably not widespread.
I don't... I think...
But I could totally see it being a thing.
I hope it's a joke. Like, it's a bit, and, like, we're just out on it. Like, I'm too old, even, to be like...
Even oh. You.
There are things that are happening now where, like, I'll hear, you know, some of my high school football players say some things, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you never heard that meme?
No, you're out of touch.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I don't think people are doing that.
So what if...
Because that's gross for girls. Like, girls don't do stuff like that.
Girls don't even poop, dude.
What if you... So you're single. You're looking to meet a woman. And let's say you meet a woman and you are like, man, this woman's great. She might be the one for me. And you propose to her. You give her a rock. Fat rock. Okay?
So I've been promoted in work as well.
And then a week later, no, the next day, she's wearing the rock. She's like, oh, I love you. And then she says, now I can stop vabbing.
I think...
What do you think? Are you staying with her?
No.
What if she keeps vabbing?
Divorce.
What if you find out... No, divorce. Even better. Even better.
Divorce.
You have just proposed to her and she's like, oh, my vabbing worked. Divorce. You find out she's a vabber.
I think I'd know.
You think you'd know?
I think vabbers are pretty... Like, you see... Like, you know when you see a vabbist. You know they're out there.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think they're... Again, while it might be harsh, I do think my one expert is on to something. I think there's a certain...
Yeah, it's a hippy-dippy thing, but it's...
It's a gross thing. It's
well,
a gross thing.
Guys, we're always scratching our balls and stuff. Like, how's this any different? Other than
it's way
them.
Different. I don't scratch my balls and then rub it on my neck.
Well, maybe you should.
No.
Find you a woman.
No, I don't. The woman that likes that, I don't want to be around them. That's too far. I want no part of that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, maybe this is just the female version of us, like, scratching our balls.
Yeah, but we're properly ashamed of it. And by that, I mean...
Are we?
Yeah, well, you're
I'm
right.
I'm not really.
You're right. I don't...
I scratch my balls all the time.
I try to just make sure it's not when the cameras are on.
I almost don't even hide it anymore, really.
Yeah, when it's cold.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm getting in there.
I'm letting you know. I really don't think it's a thing. I think like a couple like Gen Z girls were like, this is funny. Or like Gen Alpha girls were like, ha ha ha. And then we've bitten the hook. We're caught. It's not real.
Okay.
It's gross, dude. No one's doing it.
Internet doesn't really tell us.
Because the internet doesn't know. The internet is stupid.
And apparently it's a gym thing. Like, that's the way it's gone viral this time is people are doing it at the gym.
Girls are at the gym.
Yeah.
I was at the gym today. They... Tell you what.
I don't know. I think we need to study on this. We need some research. Some science.
I just did some science. I took a straw poll. I asked the experts. I went to the women and asked. And none of them knew what it was. But also...
You texted two girls and they didn't know.
Incorrect. I texted three.
And they didn't. What did the third
one say? Again, they all said, what is that? You know. And then one took a shot at libs.
Yeah. Damn libs.
She's a conservative.
Well, I could also see it. I mean, I could certainly see it being a very hippy-dippy liberal thing. But I could also see it being a super conservative, like...
the red-pilled?
Yeah, like the super red.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I don't think women fall for that, though. That's a dumb guy thing.
All right.
And I, look, I don't. I wear deodorant. But I look like I should probably be falling into some of those traps.
Yeah, like Sue. Little insurrection-y, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't. But I have all the makings. I go to the gym a lot. I care about my protein. I eat carnivore. I like white monsters.
Would male nut scratching be nabbing instead of vabbing?
Yeah.
I mean, come
or
on.
It would just
don't
be,
lie.
Or it would just be dabbing.
Sometimes we have to check the freshness. We do.
But you do that in your own home, and then you go, "Oh, I can't believe I did that," and you go wash your hand. You don't rub it on your neck.
Well, you put it under your nose sometimes.
Gross.
Well, it's true.
I'm an old lineman, and I think it's gross.
I know, it's a very uncomfortable topic, but we cover uncomfortable topics here.
Look, man, I don't like it when I get uncomfortable. I've kicked people out for less.
All right, well, that's it. I don't know. But they're saying it's a thing. Vabbing.
Don't look at the text line. I told you not to. Don't.
The Gwyneth Paltrow coochie candle?
I was the one below it.
It always devolves.
It always does.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
All right, well, we've done enough damage for one day. Thank you for being with us today.
Hurt my psyche.
Why? Are you okay? What's the matter?
I'll never be able to smell perfume the same.
Really?
I'll never be able to trust it. Nope. What?
Nothing. I'm going to bring that up with Sukanik, see what he thinks about that.
Why do we got to do it again tomorrow?
All right, wait, are you here tomorrow?
Yes!
Oh, no.
See, I told you. You'd already get sick of me.
I'm not sick of you. I enjoy you. I enjoy your company.
Like one does when taking care of a baby.
Yeah, you're an idiot, but I love you. You're ours.
Well, I am molded by you, so.
That's scary.
This is your fault. I've been listening to you since the Saturday days.
Ruff is an idiot.
Yeah.
So the things that I find funny and the things that I do and say... You and Souk take a big role in that, unfortunately. Or fortunately.
You're our type of guy. You're how we like him.
You we created like this monster.
We like him dumb.
You created this monster.
Then we seem smart. Even though we're dumb. Look, we're all dumb, okay?
Everyone's dumb in their own way.
We're just trying to get through life.
But everyone's smarter than you realize, too. About, like, a certain subject.
Oh, yeah?
Or a certain something.
Is this philosophy by Will? What do you mean? Tell us more.
I have my moments. Well, there's just times where, like, I'll see guys, I'm like, man, you're a real moron.
Okay.
And then they'll explain how a motor works to me or something. It's like, oh, okay. Or, like, they'll be really good at, you know, taking care of their family or something. I don't know. Just because they're dumb in one area doesn't mean they're dumb in all.
Well, sometimes you go through life, Will, and you actually... If you're paying attention, you actually become kind of wise. You don't have to be smart. You're just wise.
That's true.
You know? That's what it is.
I've got a much greater appreciation for wisdom recently.
Well, that's good. You should.
Listening to people older than me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, just think about old people. We treat old people like crap in this country, and it bothers me. Think about the story behind... Every person over the age of, well, let's just go super old, like 80.
Yeah.
There's a great story there. And probably a hell of a lot of wisdom from all the things that they've seen and done, which is way more than you.
100%, dude. Well, and now, like, look, there's some things where I'm not going to take the old person's advice. I probably know more about the iPhone than you.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
but sure. When it comes to, like, investing or things, yeah.
What a peach you are.
Again, molded by you.
Peach. Oh, my pilot guy's in. Oh, hold on.
What'd the pilot guy say?
Late breaking news.
What'd the pilot bro say?
So he said, so the guy's got to clear customs in China because
the flight's
so
TSA.
Long. Yeah. China, he says, China is not a place you want to forget your passport. Oh, son of a... He's playing PGA West Stadium course right now. Screw that guy.
What?
That didn't help us anyway. All right, we gotta go. We'll be back tomorrow. So will Jason Skukanik. Jason Skukanik will be back with us tomorrow. Be with us, won't you? 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of space.